Okay, so welcome everyone. Happy January 5th, 2018. Oh, I hope this is going to be a better year than last year. That was 2017 was a tough one, and I think we all deserve something a lot better and more uplifting. So I will welcome everybody. I'm Mary Gettin, and I'll be your hostess and facilitator today. And we've been doing these global water meditations for about 3.5 years now at the request of my orca friend, Granny. And even though she's in spirit now, I'm still in touch with her. And I spoke to her recently. And so at the end of this meditation, I'm going to share a special message from her for our group. So this is just for us. So I'm going to save that till the end. So as most of you know, we gather each first Friday of the month to bring our energy together and enhance our daily practice of sending healing, loving energy to the waters. And you can always go to the website, globalwaterhealing.org, and go to the archives and do a guided meditation there anytime you want. We have 3.5 years worth that are posted on there. So I invite you to do that anytime and to pass the word on to others. So I'm just really excited that I get to share a meditation today. I know a lot of people on the call have led meditations in the past couple of years and will be leading meditations in this coming year. And that's one thing I really love about this gathering is that it's a group effort. And 2018, I'd really like to put some time and energy into expanding it as much as we can. So yeah, today we're going to be focusing on the issue of sound pollution in the ocean. So, as you know, sound travels faster and further in the water than it does in the air, and it can actually travel across the globe. But the amount and the intensity of sound in the water has exploded in really the last 60 years. In fact, the noise doubles in the sea every 10 years now. And so it's really getting to be a big issue, not just for whales and dolphins, but for all creatures of the sea. And this noise is coming mainly from three sources: commercial shipping, oil and gas exploration and drilling, and the military. And some of this noise is just a constant drone, but others are explosions that continue for weeks on end. Some are intense sonar pulses. And while that noise doesn't usually affect us, it greatly affects the creatures of the sea. All, the seals, the sea lions, the whales, the dolphins, all animal life. And it interferes with their navigation, their communication, mating, hunting, and at times it can even cause great physical harm and even death. And it's been studied for a while now that this constant stress from these daily sounds weakens their immune system and increases their stress hormones. I read this fascinating study recently about a group that was studying stress hormones in right whales. And suddenly, during this study, the stress hormones went way down, and they were like, "Why? What's happening?" And it turned out that that was the week after 9/11, when all the shipping stopped, everything stopped. And when the sound in the ocean went back to normal and their stress hormones came down, and then again when it started up, they could actually track and see how it increased again. So we know for a fact that it really affects their overall health. And sometimes it even causes them to move, change their habitat, because there just is no way for them to get away from these sounds. There are new technologies available to greatly lower the levels of sound that we produce in the water, but they're not in common use yet, and there certainly are more innovations to come. I remember one time Granny told me that, you know, as people focus their energy and healing on the waters, that some people with the right type of mind will begin to find practical physical solutions to fix these things. And, it, you know, it was an aspect I'd never considered when we're doing this healing work. So when we're holding this vision of the oceans in a particular state, that actual visioning is inspiring people to create things that are going to make the oceans clean or quiet or whatever. So we have to remember that it's not just one thing we're doing here. So let's today focus on this issue of sound. So close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. That's right. Keep breathing and feel yourself becoming calm and relaxed in body and mind. Deep breathing will take you to a very quiet place. That's right. Just keep breathing and going deeper and deeper to that place of quiet and stillness inside. And allow your consciousness to dive deeply. You are now standing on the shore of a beautiful ocean. The sand is wet and cool on your feet, and the sun shines gently on your face. A warm, soft breeze brings the scent of flowers to you, and you know that all is right with the world. You look up at the clear blue sky as a flock of birds fly overhead. Take a deep breath and feel the sense of peace and contentment that fills you. As you look out to the horizon, you notice something shimmering on the water. And as that shimmer gets closer, you realize it's a pod of dolphins. They come close to shore, only 50 yards out, and they swim back and forth in front of you. The dolphins are asking you to join them. You dive or walk into the water and swim out easily to the group. You can see underwater without any gear, and you're able to breathe and swim easily and swiftly without any assistance. Your very own dolphin guide swims up and greets you. Introduce yourself and ask this dolphin for its name. This dolphin will be your guide today and keep you safe. If you need any help, he'll be right there with you. He knows where to go and how to get there. And your dolphin will be taking you deep into the ocean to the temple of healing and transformation. Your dolphin starts swimming with you at his side, you're going way out into the ocean, to the deep water. You travel past manatees and fish, rays, and a million other sea creatures. You're safe with your dolphin guide and really enjoying seeing all of this ocean life. And you can also see the rest of our group swimming with their dolphins. We're all on this journey together. Now you notice a glowing light ahead, and as you approach, you see a gorgeous white temple with many columns. This temple is filled with loving, healing energy and many helpers, light beings that will assist us. And they invite us inside and take us into a large auditorium with a huge screen. We all take a seat facing the screen, and these words appear. Put whatever you want to heal on this screen, and then focus your love and attention there. So let's put up pictures of commercial shipping vessels, cruise ships, military ships, oil and gas exploration ships, trailing sound arrays, submarines, battleships, any boats that make noise in the water. Go ahead and just fill that screen with all of these ships and vessels. And now open your heart and pour love to the pictures on the screen. See and hold the intention that these vessels are very quiet, and that the sounds that do come out of them are loving and healing. And feel the love and power of the light beings that are around us. We're doing this work together. And continue to hold this intention and pour love and healing energy into these vessels. See the ships lighting up and emanating loving vibrations. Going to move these vessels over to the side. And we're going to put up pictures of oil and gas platforms and rigs. And so open your heart and continue to pour love from your heart to the pictures of the oil and gas platforms. see and hold the intention that these oil and gas operations are very quiet, and that the sounds that do come from them are loving and healing. Continue to hold this intention, pouring that love and healing energy into the platforms and the oil rigs. See them lighting up and emanating loving vibrations. Now let's move these oil and gas operations over to the other side. And let's place pictures of military ships with sonar on the screen. There are all kinds of military ships from around the world who use sonar. And pour love from your heart to those ships. See and hold the intention that the sonar from all military ships around the world are very quiet, and that the sounds that do come out of them are loving and healing. Continue to hold this intention, pouring love and healing energy to the military sonar. See them lighting up and emanating loving vibrations. And feel the love and power of the light beings who are around us, assisting us. And now let's hold the vision that everything we put up on the screen, all the ships, the oil and gas operations, the military sonar, let's hold the vision that they've been transformed into loving, healing energy, and that they will only emit sweet sounds into the oceans. Really energize that vision in whatever way works for you, whether it's symbols or music, I don't know, anything. Just holding that vision that all of these ships will only transmit sweet sounds. So now go ahead and erase the ships and everything from the screen. Let's just clean that screen completely. And now we're going to put some people on that screen. Let's start by putting up all the world leaders and politicians that can make laws to protect the ocean and return it to its original state. So go ahead, start putting up all these world leaders and politicians. And now open your heart and pour love to these people, holding the vision that they are inspired to protect the beings that live in the sea. Feel the love and the power of the light beings around us that are assisting us, and see these leaders and politicians becoming enlightened and emanating loving vibrations. And move these politicians and leaders over to the side. And let's put up marine engineers, men and women who will invent and build new technologies to make ships run quietly, and sonar that is non-invasive, and oil and gas exploration and operations that are silent. So put up all these brilliant people that can invent and build these new technologies. And then open your heart and pour love to these people. Pour that love and the vision that they are inspired to invent and implement technology that protects the beings that live in the sea. See these engineers lighting up and emanating loving vibrations. Now move these people over to the side, and let's put up all the military leaders of every country, men and women who will choose to revere the beings of the sea and find ways to protect ships and countries from submarines without harming any wildlife. So these are the military leaders who have the power to use new technologies to protect the beings of the sea while they're protecting their countries and their ships. So open your heart and pour love to these people, holding the vision that they are inspired to protect the whales, the dolphins, the seals, the sea lions, the fish, every creature in the sea. See these military people lighting up, becoming enlightened, and emanating loving vibrations. So let's continue to hold the vision that all the people we put up on the screen, the politicians and world leaders, the engineers and the military leaders, that they all have been inspired, enlightened, and transformed to protect the oceans from harmful sound and all types of pollution. And that their inventions will only emit sweet sounds into the oceans. So let's thank the light beings for their help and the use of their temple of healing and transformation. Because it's time for us to leave now. Your dolphin guide appears and you begin swimming out of the temple into the ocean. The dolphins are taking us on a journey through the sea. You are amazed at how clean and clear the water is. You can see a long ways, and the clarity is astounding. Look at the beams of light coming into the water and how they make everything sparkle. The water is actually pulsing with a healthy vibration, and it feels so alive. The temperature, salinity, and composition of the water itself are absolutely perfect, as it was thousands and thousands of years ago. Now listen to the sounds of the sea. In the distance, you hear whales calling to one another, crabs and shrimp clicking on the bottom, dolphins whistling in play, fish nipping coral. These are loving, gentle, natural sounds. The ocean is a place of peace and quiet, tranquil and loving. Look down now and see that the dolphins are taking you over a coral reef. Wow, look at all the life. The corals are huge and their colors brilliant. There are sea fans and dozens of different coral formations. And the fish, look at the diversity and the sheer numbers. Everywhere you look, there are fish and lobsters and shellfish. This reef is teeming with life. Even the cracks and crevices have octopus and eels and other little creatures. The dolphins tell you that all the oceans of the world look like this now. The reefs have been restored to brilliant health, and all species have come back in full force, healthy and in perfect balance. Enjoy looking at this reef and the abundant life. Your dolphin guide and your pod continue swimming, leaving the tropical areas with the coral reefs behind, heading up to cold polar waters. The water's crystal clear, but there's ice. And you can see belugas and narwhal, bowheads, ring seals, and fish. Many, many fish. You travel further into more temperate waters, cool kelp forests, with a wide variety of sea life and sea otters. And everywhere you go, everything is clean and vibrant and healthy and full of life. The sounds in the ocean are natural, and everything is in harmony. Now let's hold this vision for a few minutes. Everything in perfect balance. Our dolphin guide is now taking us back to our beaches, back to where we entered the water. The water is getting shallow, and ahead you can see your beach. It's time now to hug your dolphin goodbye. Thank him for being your guide and friend on this journey. Let him know that you'll meet again. Maybe in the future you can ask him to take you back to the temple of healing and transformation to do some more work on these various issues in the sea. Now swim to shore, walk out onto the beach, and turn to wave goodbye to your dolphin guide. You are coming back now to this reality, coming back into your body. Your physical body sitting in a chair. That's right. We're back in our room. We've left our dolphin guides and come back into our bodies. So wiggle your toes and your fingers and arch your back. Stretch a little. Coming back fully into this reality. And opening your eyes. Okay, so as you guys are coming fully back into your body, I told you at the beginning I was going to share a message from Granny that was specifically for this group. And here's what she had to say last week. Please continue with this work. It is so important. I can see that some of you are discouraged and in despair about the state of the world and the environment. Humans are not able to see beyond the present with clarity. But I see that things are going to shift for the better. It may seem bleak from your perspective, but it is not. So now is not the time to give up. Now is the time to hold fast to your visions of a healthy planet with pristine water and forests and clean air. This is still a very possible reality. And there are many people around the world that you are unaware of working on solutions to your environmental issues. Do not focus on the bad things you see. Do not fall into fear about what is happening. Things are not as bad as they appear. Now, this doesn't mean that you should just sit back and relax. While I see a new world in the future, it requires that you continue to work for that goal. That is part of the plan and part of the solution. I am so pleased that you are holding the vision of clean water and gathering to do this work. The more of you that do this, the better. The shift will come when human consciousness has changed sufficiently to create this vision in the physical world. It must start in the etheric realm, and it has started. So don't be discouraged. Renew your commitment to this vision and inspire others to join you. You are so loved by us in the spirit world. Please know that you have our support and that we are sending you energy and love to create the changes necessary to accomplish the goal. A clean, healthy, and vibrant planet that will support all. Blessings to you. Be well. So, that's what Granny had to say to us. I'd like to thank all of you for participating in this meditation today, and to ask you to please do what you can to spread the word and inspire others to join us. Next month, we're going to have a new presenter, Mayor Cromwell. She's someone who channels Mother Gaia, so I have no idea what that's going to be like, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'd love to wish everyone a fantastic 2018. So if there's anyone that would like to say anything, please or share star 6, please.
Hello, it's San Angeline.
Hi.
I would just like to share regarding it's already started in the etheric. I have a Cherokee friend in Texas, and in her meditation, she was frequently being taken through a temple and out the gates at the other end, and she would end up in this glorious forest that was filled with golden trees. And when she asked the meaning, the trees said, "We are the trees who are waiting to come to planet Earth."
Love it. Fabulous. So you think that's the etheric realm that she's
yes.
To. Yeah, makes perfect sense.
Yes. And thank you for Granny's beautiful message.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for being here.
Now, this is Linda. That was very powerful. I was really moving with it. Thank you. And thank you for the message.
You're welcome. Could you guys hear all that noise in the background?
No.
Okay. No. Actually, I did. This is Muriel. I did.
Yeah.
What was
that? Well, at first, I don't know. There was somebody on the line, I think, that unmuted themselves, and so I had to do something. But right as we were getting into the sound healing, the yard guys showed up, and they were out there with lawnmowers and blowers and weed whackers. And I was like, oh, my God, how is this happening right at this moment? Sound pollution.
Well, you know, I converted it to being a dolphin click train. I literally just sort of took it, you know, because it was kind of constant as that sound that dolphins made.
Oh, funny.
And first of all, thank you so much, Mary. Every piece of that, I was so into it that I didn't really want to come back. But then I'm like, no, it's not about coming back. This is here now. I mean, this is what's available. That we're just filling it out and making it more actual. But it's already here, so you don't have to come back.
No, and you can go back and do that anytime you want.
True enough.
So just have your dolphin take you there.
Yeah, it was just, and then Granny's message could not have been more perfect, especially for launching a brand new year.
Yeah.
And to encourage people not to get discouraged, that was just so needed and wonderful. And I'm just so grateful, Mary, that you're doing this. And it just seems to get better and better.
Thanks, Muriel. It's, you know, I feel like there, you know, there's this really core group of us on this call today that have been doing this for years now. And, you know, we just need to find some more people that will join us, because it feels to me like such a powerful group, and just holding these visions is so important.
That it is.
Did you email out Granny's message?
You know, I think I already posted it on the globalwaterhealing.org website, so go to Messages from the Sea.
Oh, okay.
I think it's the very first one on there now. I'm sure I did it. Yeah. And if not, I will do it when I post this meditation. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Somebody else has something you want to say?
This is Lenny from Denver, and I'm first of all feeling guilty because we're having 50-degree weather, which we're not. We're holding the balance here in the east of the Rockies.
Good.
I heard all the sounds of all the various vessels and vehicles turning into the chimes that you described at the beginning, and it was absolutely gorgeous.
Great. That's great. You know, many, many years ago, I'd say probably at least 20 years ago, there was a group of animal communicators, maybe 15 of us, who every Sunday we would sit down and send intentions and love to the military sonar so that they would be transformed into only sending out those beautiful vibrations. And, you know, we did it for quite some time, and then I don't remember what happened. You know, just like with everything, it disappeared. And I was reminded of that recently, and that's why I thought it's time to focus on that sound again.
Which makes it all the more impressive that you have been able to hold this group together for so long, because that's what happens to so many groups. They finally fizzle.
Yeah. Well, I think it's because there are so many beautiful people who are willing to show up and lead the meditations as well, you know. It's not something, I love hosting, but I certainly couldn't lead a different meditation every month. You know, it would get boring, and I like the way different people bring in different things and different aspects, and so they're all totally unique.
I regard it as drinking at the well when we come together once a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful. Anybody else?
Well, yeah, I did some work with Mayor Cromwell just recently.
Oh,
so
good.
She's kind of in my neighborhood. We did some womb healing work.
Wow. Good.
Yeah. So I'm excited to hear what she presents next month.
Yeah, me too, because I know her as well. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. You know, I don't know her personally, but she put some of Granny's stuff in her book, and she presented at the Fairy Congress, I think, last year, you know, because she threw a connection with me into the fairy world. So, yeah, I think it'll be fun. Fun to see what she's going to bring to the group.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, everyone, for being here. Have a wonderful new year. Spread the word. Go do the meditations that are posted. And if you want to, you know, get that, what Granny had to say, it is posted under Messages from the Sea on the website. So lots of love to everybody. I'm going to stop the recording and unmute everyone so we can have our chaotic goodbye.